Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks were rent, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves, underlined or circled this word, after his resurrection. They didn't come out of the graves until after Jesus came out of the grave. And they went into the holy city, Jerusalem, and appeared unto many. So these were the first fruits. Jesus of necessity in 1 Corinthians 15 tells us Christ the first fruit. Then we read about these many of the saints arose after his resurrection. They went through the city, I believe, for 40 days. Because Jesus walked in throughout Jerusalem for 40 days in the region for 40 days. Remember the story. And then he ascended up to the Father. I believe when Jesus ascended, most likely, the Bible doesn't say any more about this, it's just my opinion, that these saints who arose and went through the streets of Jerusalem, Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally, hey, we're alive, and they went to the houses. Everything Jesus says is true. We're alive. Jesus is alive. Talking to sharing the gospel everywhere they went. They were witnesses and to the resurrection, and they were in their bodies. So when Jesus ascended to heaven, I believe these many saints, whoever these were, ascended with Jesus. I could be wrong, but that's just my thought, you know. So they are the first fruits of a new order, glorified body. There's the first fruits, then there's what's called the main harvest, and then the gleanings, that operation of resurrection. The main harvest would be us. When the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Are you following? The first fruits was Jesus. And those saints that arose after his resurrection, they were a guarantee that there was more to follow. We would be the main harvest. In other words, when Jesus comes, we're going to be just like him, glorified body. There's going to be the gleanings, again, of a glorified body. Who were going to be those? I'm glad you asked. These are the ones who died during the tribulation period. At the tribulation period, all those who refused to accept the mark of the beast, those believers who were martyred, they were persecuted and they died, they receive a resurrected body, and they would be the gleanings. And they will be the last to ever receive a glorified body. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay, that's for Operation Glorification. That's us. We're going to have a new body. Amen and amen. Aren't you glad about that? I woke up this morning, my stomach was bothering me. Why? And it still bothering me. Why is it bothering me? I don't have COVID or pneumonia. I ate pizza last night. Ate too late. Ate some pizza, but it was good going down, but it ain't good coming out. I shouldn't have said that. Is this being recorded? Take that off. I'm just saying, our physical body, one day we'll have a new body, a glorified body. That's Operation Glorification. There's another group of people called Operation Naturalization. Remember Adam, and I'll get to this now, and I got 7 minutes. I knew I shouldn't have meandered. Remember Adam was in the Garden of Eden? God had designed Adam and Eve to live forever in their physical body. And if Adam and Eve would not have sinned, they would still be here today in their physical body. However, and I won't get into this, Adam did sin, and because of his sin, there was a tree there. And the garden is called the tree of life. We find it in Genesis chapter number 3. Remember at the end of that chapter, after Adam has sinned, God put an angel there at the entrance of the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says he drove them out of the garden. Literally, he had to push them out because they didn't want to leave. Adam and Eve did not want to leave, and who could blame them? What a perfect place it was. But he had to drive them out of the garden. I could just see, I don't want to go. Get out of here. Cast them out of the garden. Why? Because there's a tree there called the tree of life. And God said this, not me, but I believe it because God said it. Remember the old saying, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, if God said it, whether we believe it or not, it settled. And God said it. We have to drive him out of the garden lest man eats of the tree of life and live forever. That's what God said. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life in his sinful body, he would still be here today. That's what God said, lest he live forever. Are y'all following? Turn me to Ezekiel real quick. Ezekiel 47:12. This is important to understand about this thing about the first fruits. Ezekiel 47, verse number 12. In the millennial reign, there's going to be a temple. There's going to be some other things in the millennial reign of Christ. Matter of fact, if you don't believe the millennial reign of Christ, a thousand-year reign of Christ, we're on different pages, okay, completely. I believe there's going to be a thousand-year reign of Christ. Anyway, Revelation chapter number 20 is so clear about that. Anyway, look in verse number 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side thereof, there shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. In other words, they're going to keep producing. And it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months. Because of their waters, they were tossed out of the sanctuary, and the fruit shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof be for medicine. Did you get that? For medicine. This is in the millennium. All right, let me just give you, and then turn me to Revelation 21, or 22, verse number 2. That same tree that was in the Garden of Eden will be here on earth in the millennial reign of Christ. Then God creates a new heaven and a new earth. He burns burns the earth up after the millennial reign of Christ. He creates a new heaven and a new earth, Revelation 21. Are you following? It's very important to see this in Revelation 22, 2. And in the midst of the street and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life. And look at the rest of the verse. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing, literally for the health of the nations. That verse tells us so many things in that one verse. That tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden, it will be here on earth in the millennial reign of Christ. And it will be here on the earth after he creates a new heaven and earth, here forever and forever and forever. What's it for, preacher? The Bible said it's for the health of the nations. I thought there's going to be no more sin and no more sickness and no more pain and no more suffering. You're right. That's true. And because that he's putting a tree, I could just see a mama having a baby. You pardon me for this illustration. In the millennium and in the new heavens, new earth, I could see a mama. They're in their physical bodies. They have a baby. We're not going to have babies in heaven. And all on earth, only the naturalized order are going to have children. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I got verses. Matter of fact, I don't have time to read this. Write these down. Ezekiel 37, 25 and 47. Ezekiel 37, 25. Ezekiel 47, 22. It speaks of generations forever. Forever and children forever. How long is forever? That's a long, long time. So the Bible speaks of generations and children forever and forever and forever. We're not going to have children up in heaven. It's those naturalized orders who lived through the tribulation period. They entered into the kingdom. Are y'all following? I'm really going now. Remember, at the end of the tribulation period, the angels bring all the living, it's the judgment of the living nations to Jesus. They survived the tribulation period. And he separates the sheep from the goats in Matthew chapter number 25. And he tells the saved people, enter ye into the kingdom. The lost people, the goats, he casts them into hell. Literally, are you following? These are living people who survived the tribulation, even though they're very few that have left. Matter of fact, I was going to read Isaiah and all about how there's just few left. As a matter of fact, there are so few left in the tribulation period that we read in Isaiah, I got it marked here somewhere, Isaiah 4:1. That seven women will go to one man. Seven women will go to one man and say, hey, won't you father our children? I'm paraphrasing. You don't have to give us child support. You don't have to take care of us. If you don't believe me, read Isaiah 4:1. Okay? This is going to be during the millennium because most of the men have been killed because of battle. Remember, they've Armageddon and just, they were all slaughtered, and the women who are left, outnumbers the men 7-1, they enter in the millennium, and we want some children. Are y'all following me? It's interesting to see. Preacher, I've never heard that before. Well, because you hadn't studied your Bible like you do. I shouldn't have said that. I'm trying to help you, though. Isaiah 4:1 talks about that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.